Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast, where we explore God and grace in our everyday lives. This is the 23rd in the series of Life Notes titled Praying with One Eye Open. This episode is Fear and Awe. The Bible message is from Luke chapter 1, verse 30. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Fear may be our biggest barrier to a happier, more fulfilled life. True, the Bible tells us that the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge, and that we are to fear our God. Fear, however, may also be our biggest barrier to a closer relationship with God. The type of fear referred to in these biblical passages, however, is better described as awe than by what we consider fear today. Awe is the feeling of looking out over the edge of the Grand Canyon, or gazing into a clear night sky without the interference of city lights. Awe is the feeling when a newborn wraps her tiny fingers around yours. Awe is our response when experiencing something breathtakingly beautiful, yet completely beyond words. When we are gifted with such an experience, when we are touched by such grace, our natural tendency to try to understand or explain falls away and leaves us stilled in not knowing, and somehow not needing to know. There are numerous biblical references encouraging us to fear God, and many more telling us not to be afraid. As we learn to distinguish between fear and awe, we understand this is not a contradiction. God is so far beyond our comprehension that the only reasonable reaction to pondering God is awe. Fear, on the other hand, results from a lack of faith, a lack of faith in the inherent goodness of ourselves and others, a lack of faith that we are loved and cared for, and a lack of faith that God will make all things work together for good. That sort of fear stands as a barrier between us as we are today and the person God encourages us to become. We can begin to overcome our faithless fears by developing a more intimate relationship with God through Scripture. One helpful way to read and understand the Bible is as a personal message from God. Granted, this requires more than a cursory reading. In fact, it often involves reading a particular passage many times, slowly, and out loud. It is helpful to read a commentary about each passage, researching the context and culture from which the passage arose. What did it mean when it was written? How does it translate to our world today? What is God saying to me in this story or passage? Where do I fit into the story? Engaging the Bible in this manner is a way of praying the Scripture, entering the message in an intimate and open way. Fear springs from a lack of knowledge. Once we better understand what underlies our fear, our sense of helplessness eases. As we come to know more about the nature of God, our fear gives way to awe. Placing ourselves into a Scripture is a key. The Old Testament stories of the Israelites' road to freedom is our story. From what form of bondage are we trying to escape? How does their struggle mirror ours? In the story of the Good Samaritan, are we the beaten person lying by the side of the road? Are we among the religious folks who pass him by? Are we the one who stops to help? Chances are we have played each of these roles at different times in our lives. What if God's message to Mary in Luke 1:30 is God's message to us? Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. When we place ourselves into the stories of the Bible, Scripture comes alive for us. The Latin term for reading the Scripture in this manner is Lectio Divina, or sacred reading. It is a formal method of praying the Scriptures, or placing ourselves into Scripture. Perhaps finding ourselves in Scripture is more accurate. It is one way for God to speak directly to us through a sacred text. God has spoken through Scripture to hundreds of generations before us, and will continue to do so for countless generations to come. You can download a copy of my introduction to Lectio Divina at my website. Our search for a happier, more fulfilled life necessarily creates a desire to know God more. While we are incapable of knowing God in all of God's fullness, by praying the Scriptures, we can assure ourselves that God will not desert us. God's love, presence, and care through all of life's challenges is dependable. Life is not always easy or pleasant, but praying the Scriptures helps us live in God's presence with more awe and less fear. You have been listening to the Life Notes Podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand wishing you peace and every good.